Eric Schatz finds his mural area in a kind of a noisy spot during Riotown's art attack, right next to one of the more popular food vendors, Piehole Pizza Truck. Still, he keeps working on his mural.
But yes, it's just an owl inspired by the eclipse we just had. So I'm doing it kind of like a nebula in space with the double eclipse.
It's Eric's first time competing since he just moved to Lansing a few months ago.
Actually, I moved to Lansing for an art commission, and I like the city so much. People keep hiring me, so I'm just going to stay here for a bit and see how long it goes.
Joy Baldwin of Reach Art Studio and co-organizer of Art Attack is thrilled by this artistic turnout.
And the artists are so diverse. I mean, like, we have a couple high school student teams. We have a war veteran. You know, a lot of different. So I love that we have a lot of different artists that all have unique kinds of work going on. It's really exciting for me.
Svitlana Martinyuk decided to incorporate the symbol of Lansing's Riotown, a circular gear, into her work.
I don't want it just, you know, to be a bunch of colors because I'm an abstract artist, so it's at the same time it's a little hard to make it relate to people. So I thought, you know, I can incorporate gears, and I thought, well, gears can be flowers, they also can look like sun or a moon. And my theme kind of is a midnight in Riotown, so I thought it would be a good fit.
According to the other organizer of Riotown's Art Attack, Ryan Wirt, this event is something that started 7 years ago with a budget of just $500.
It was super small. It was all bands that owed me favors. This is actually the first year we've closed the street. So previously it's always been in the what's now the Riverview Church parking lot and used to be the Cadillac Club parking lot.
For this year's Art Attack, it took quite a while to finally settle on what aspect of Riotown would be the focus of the art. Much of that was due to red tape.
So murals in the bike lanes are the competition, and we've tried for the last 4 or 5 years to do something with some kind of lasting effect. So picnic tables in front of Good Truck and Diner and Saddleback and in the public seating area. We did trash cans for the Parks Department. And this year with murals in the bike lanes, it's kind of, we started with doing crosswalks, was what we wanted to do, and then this is an MDOT throughfare, so legally we can't do it. Then we got to turn lanes and kind of the same issue. Then we got to parking spots, but we're dealing with oil and gas and everything else leaking onto them. And then finally settled on bike lanes, but it kind of slipped in on the idea that they're new enough in Lansing that there aren't really rules. And so Andy Kilpatrick, the transportation engineer, was like, well, you know, I think we can do this because we don't have any regulations about it yet. And either it'll be successful and this will be okay, or it'll be a disaster and no one will ever do it again. So sort of every city department and bike entity and so on, we've kind of had to work with to kind of figure out exactly what the smart way to do this was and how we don't make the road slippery or have them wash away after a few days or whatever. So.
And after a day of painting, music, and food, it's time to announce the winner of Art Attack.
All right, we had 11 fantastic artists. We've tallied the votes. And in first place, our friend who has done artwork over at Potter's Mill and our pub patio, Mr. Eric Schatz. Congratulations to our competitors. You can pick up your checks at the bar.
You can check out Eric Schatz's Eclipse Owl or any of the other 10 bike lane murals anytime you'd like on South Washington Avenue in Riotown, Lansing. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.